Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody
greater than you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, as I was praying, the Lord gave me a message.
And
the topic is recovering the message of salvation.
Recovering
the message of salvation. And as we share, I trust that God will open our understanding. Amen. Over the years, after Jesus left, the apostles were there, and that those first time believers, the gospel has been shared downwards till today. Unfortunately, there are certain aspects of it that have not been understood. And when you don't understand something, it becomes very difficult to communicate that thing to somebody else. It's like you don't understand some maths you are taught.
About,
some calculus, some trigonometry, some things. And then they ask you to teach somebody. Obviously, you can't teach the person because if you don't understand, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So, somewhere along the line, there are certain aspects or key things in the gospel of the Lord Jesus
that
have to be contended for and made sure that those things have become part of what we share. Now, all of us over a period of time have made certain statements and mistakes. For example, sometimes we say, or others say, giving your life to Christ is simple.
Yes,
repeat these words after me. The truth is that repeating words after somebody does not make you saved.
No, that is the truth.
Unless you understand what you are saying. If you don't understand what you are saying, just repeating something that somebody is saying cannot make you saved. Then there are other times we have said things like,
give your life to Jesus.
Now, it's not a bad thing. All the things I'm saying, they are not bad things. But it's just that it's incomplete. And so it leaves a gap. You see, the people who brought the gospel to us through the Bible, their faith in Christ Jesus was so solid that they were killing them, but they were still going. They were killing them, they were still attending church. They were killing them, they were still meeting.
You see,
what they understood is what drove them. Unfortunately, today's believers don't have that kind of commitment because we don't have that understanding. And you see, the message is as important as the one, the messenger. The messenger who gives the message is very important. But if the messenger is carrying a wrong message, it also creates problems. So, through the grace of God, in this generation, one of the things that the revival of God is bringing back to the church is that he is bringing back the actual message. And he is also reviving the messengers. Praise God. Yes, he's bringing back the message and is reviving the
message.
And you and I are the messengers. So God is reviving us so that and helping us to recover the real message of the gospel. So that we will stop making some of the statements we've been making which don't mean much. So I'm going to go back and start from the back and come forward. In all the worships we have had on this earth, everywhere, including ancestral worship and the worship that people had thousands of years ago, including the ones which were not Christian. Let's not call them Christian. Yes. Even Jewish worship before Christ came had a system and a structure. Part of that system and part of that structure was that when you do something wrong to offend a deity, it is only blood. Only blood can recover you from that mistake or restore you back into relationship with that deity. So this one I'm talking about is universal. Everywhere, including the system that is running our various cultures in this country. When you do something wrong, they will ask you to bring a sheep or a goat. Why do you bring a sheep and a goat? Because they want to slaughter it so that the blood of that sheep and goat will atone for your mistakes and your sins. And that is the only way in which you can be restored back into fellowship and restoration. Have you understood what I've said so far? Yeah. So we have it everywhere. It's a system and a structure of worship. Even in the Old Testament. Yes. So we had sin offerings, trespass offerings, guilt offerings, peace offerings. They were such that, to be restored, you needed, they call it in Chi, mpatadie.
The propitiation.
Something, that is the King James. A propitiation. Something that will atone.
Because
all over the world, man realized that we are sinners. It's not that one is not new. Everywhere it is recorded. Even among people who don't believe in God, the God we believe in, they recognize that human beings are sinners. Now, in that same structure of religion in the past, there was a concerted effort to do something to please the deity. Are you here or you're going
home?
You are here. So they had laws and they had punishments for those who broke the laws. So there was a concerted effort to do something to please the various deities that they were worshipping. Again, that is not new. In general, all over the world, good is good.
Papa, papa.
And bad is bad. And it is recognized when you do bad, they say you are bad. When you do good, they say you are good. You understand? Yes. In proper societies that lived in the past, they punish the bad and they rewarded the good. Is that a strange thing? I'm sure you have heard it before. It's everywhere. They punish the bad and they reward the good. So, in the past, even the religions of the past, it was understood in those various religions that the deities had laws. They had structures. You were supposed to do good. If you did bad, there was a punishment responsible. And sometimes when they saw certain things, they attributed it to a curse. Because they felt that a person has done, maybe his mother's mother did something. That is why this child is sick, or this child has this disease or something. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So, brethren, when we come to the Word of God
in the
Bible, the Old Testament is represents all the religions of the world. The aim of the Old Testament was to let us know that we are sinners. And that we deserve punishment. Constantly we keep on sinning.
Yes. That was the system.
I mean, that if you sum up what the Old Testament is saying, it's saying that we are sinners. We have sinned against God. God has a problem with us. And we also have problems with God. But when we come to the New Testament, we are told that God has found a way of solving that problem once and for all. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So that problem has been solved. But you see, the society's past are still trying to solve the same problem. But it has been solved already. How did God solve that problem? It's simple. He sent himself, his son, to become a human being. And he became the mpatadie. He became the propitiation. He himself, his own blood. He allowed people who were sinners to kill him. And he became the mpatadie for you and for me. Today, because of what Jesus did, God is no longer angry with you. He wants to save you. He wants you to come near to him. Today, because of what Jesus did, we have peace with God. If we will believe in the Jesus who was the impatadia for us. Can somebody say amen? All these things I'm saying, let's look at our first scripture for tonight. Romans 3, from the verse 23 going. And we'll be looking at it from the New Living Translation. Romans 3. This is the first scripture I'm quoting so far. From verse 23 going, NLT. So it's just, I just summarize all all the things the scripture is saying, I summarized it, but let's read it. For everyone has sinned.
Everyone.
Listen, we are recovering the message.
Yes.
Everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Let's continue. Yet God. Somebody say, yet God. With undeserved kindness. Just say, we don't deserve it. With undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. How can God declare that you are righteous? But you are a sinner. Why is it that he is declaring that we are righteous? He says he did this through Jesus Christ. When he, Jesus, freed us from the penalty of our sins. So we should have been punished. We should have been beaten. We should have died. But Jesus Christ took that punishment. And by taking it, he has freed us from the penalty that we should have received. Amen.
Amen.
25. For God, is in the King James, he says, presented him as a what? propitiation. But in the NLT says, for God presented Jesus. Because human beings had been looking for ways. Someone will bring sheep, bring goat, bring ram, bring cow. But God himself presented Jesus Christ as the sacrifice for sin. Praise God. In heaven, Jesus will be honored forever. Praise God. That is why all our songs of worship are to honor the Lamb and to give him glory and to give him praise, because he is the one who took the punishment for our sin. He paid for our sin. We were sinners. He paid the penalty
for our
sin. And so for all ages and for all eternity, he is the only one who deserves glory and honor and praise and worship and adoration forever and ever and ever and ever.
Amen.
That is why when we come to church and we are worshiping, you don't need anybody to tell you, because when you understand what you are doing, you are worshiping the one who was presented as the penalty for your sin. He was presented. He took the penalty. He absorbed the blows that you should have gotten, that I should have gotten. The one who absorbed that blow. When you are worshiping him, you don't do it like lackadaisically, as if somebody is forcing you. When you understand that man Jesus, you bow, you just lie down. You just lie down. For he deserves all the glory. Hallelujah. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. Let's go. 26. For he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. You see, in the past, when people sinned, the children of
Israel,
he allowed a goat to be slaughtered. Then the blood will cover your sin at least for 1 year, so that his wrath and his punishment will not come on you. And he was doing it and like holding time for Jesus to come, so that when Jesus comes and he is sacrificed for all eternity and for all people, then Jesus' sacrifice will come into effect. Praise God. Hallelujah. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness. For he himself is fair and just, and he declares sinners. God declares sinners to be right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. You are a sinner, kwata. You are a thief. You are a murderer. You. All the wicked things you do, you do some. The day you believe that Jesus was your mpatadie and that he took the full punishment of your sin, and you believe that he took that punishment for you, from that day, your sin is gone. How is it gone? The blood that Jesus shed 2,000 years ago, historically, it comes into effect in your life today. It begins to wash you from your sin today. Praise God. Hey, somebody give a clap offering to the man Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. So the system of worship that the world had before, which they call ancestral worship, traditional worship, all those things. The person who came to fulfill all of them, his name is Jesus Christ. When you put your trust in Jesus and you believe that he took and absorbed the punishment for your sin, from that day, the Bible says God himself is declaring you a sinner to be right in his sight.
Hey,
I am right in God's sight.
Amen.
Because I believed in Jesus. He sees me to be right if he calls you. Because you have believed in my son Jesus.
I've made you right.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
27. Can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? What is the answer to that? It's no. Because God accepting us and telling us that we are right with himself has nothing to do with what you did. You didn't do anything. You don't even deserve it. I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. He said, can we boast? No, we can't boast. There is no boasting.
I'm right.
It all came. He said, can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? The answer is no. Because our acquittal, our forgiveness, our salvation is not based on obeying the law or obeying laws. It is based on what?
It's faith.
We must recover this message. Everywhere mommy and I went, all the people we tried to share the gospel with. One lady I was talking to, she was the receptionist at one of the hotels we had to stay in. As I shared the gospel with her, she said, oh, she's born again. I said, how did you become born again?
She said,
I was baptized. I said, as a baby, yes.
That's how I became born again.
You see, our country, Ghana,
my Ghana, Hano.
Most, in fact, and all over the world, that system is still in place. The system of trying to do good to get God's favor is still at work. So when you talk to the normal person, averagely, according to the statistics, 70% of Ghanaians are Christian. In quotes. What they've been made to believe is that when they were a baby, of course they can't remember because they were babies. When they were 1 month, 2 months, they were sent to church and a pastor put his hand in water and put it on their head and declared them to be baptized. And so now they are children of God. You see why this thing is a problem now. Because in the understanding of the person, my name is in a church register. It doesn't matter whether it is green pastures or whatever. Yes, red pastures. It doesn't matter which pastures it is. His name has been written in a church register. And so the trust of that person is let's remove the word pastor. Having the reverend put his hand on my forehead with water, baptized, saved, like a Christian. But when you read the scripture, it doesn't say that. There's nothing in the scripture that says that when somebody puts his hand on your head and pours water on your forehead,
you are saved.
No. It says our acquittal, our salvation is not based on even obeying the law. It is based on what? It's based on faith. So how can a person be saved? A person is saved through faith in the offering that God himself has given for us. God gave a sacrificial offering. The King James calls it a propitiation. That is what God gave for us. And that propitiation is so powerful that it is recognized in heaven. It is recognized under the earth. It is recognized in the sea. It is recognized on the earth. It is recognized everywhere. That sacrifice is recognized, and it will be recognized for all eternity. Praise God. That is why the Bible says God has given him a name. A name that at the mention of that name, every knee should bow. Whether the knee is in heaven, whether it is on earth, whether it's under the earth, whether it's in the sea, it doesn't matter where it is. When that name is mentioned, that is the man who died for us. That is the man who was the sacrifice for us. When his name is mentioned, every knee has to bow. Whether the knee wants to bow or not. And if the knee doesn't want to bow, it will break. Praise God. Oh, yes.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Chrono and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. SC Butcher Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers, and so much more. Call or WhatsApp SC Butcher Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Butcher Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.